Vigilante Beheads Blasphemous Sculpture of Virgin Mary in Austria. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 2, 2024. An unidentified vigilante sawed off the head of the provocative sculpture of the Virgin Mary in the act of giving birth to Jesus that had been exhibited in the Catholic Cathedral in the Austrian city of Linz. According to the sculpture's creator, Esther Strauss, the work titled Crowning was meant to address the gap in the birth of Christ from a feminist perspective by showing Mary in the very act of giving birth. The sculpture, which had provoked consternation among conservative Catholics who saw it as blasphemous, had been on view at the St. Mary Cathedral as part of an art exhibition on women's roles and gender equality. Mary was presented naked from the waist down with her head back and an expression of anguish on her face. Photos posted on the cathedral website discreetly avoided a full frontal perspective of the work, presumably to avoid offending the sensibilities of the faithful. While the identity of the vandal is not publicly known, Alexander Chugual, an Austrian Catholic who famously removed Pachamama statuettes from a Rome church during the Vatican's 2019 Amazon Synod and threw them into the Tiber River, praised the unknown Catholic hero who destroyed the blasphemous work. On Tuesday, Chugual revealed that the hero of Linz had contacted him, telling him, "I did it first and foremost for the Mother of God." In a statement posted by Chugual, the perpetrator of the act said that when repeated efforts to contact church officials fell on deaf ears, he felt obliged to take action himself, asserting that in view of this abominable and blasphemous caricature, urgent and decisive action was required. Without the head in halo, he stated, there could no longer be any question of the caricature of our Virgin Mary. In the end, the sculpture was just an immoral, tasteless statue without a head, which effectively ended the blasphemy and defamation of our Blessed Mother, he added. The Episcopal Vicar for Education, Art, and Culture in the Linz Diocese, Father Johann Hintermeyer, defended the work and condemned the vandalism. "We were aware that we were also provoking debate with this installation," he said. "If we have hurt people's religious feelings, we are sorry. But I strongly condemn this violent act of destruction, the refusal to engage in dialogue and the attack on the freedom of art." Esther Strauss, the work's creator, joined in the condemnation. "Whoever removed the head from the sculpture was very brutal," Strauss said. "For me, this violence is an expression of the fact that there are still people who question women's right to their own bodies. We have to take a very firm stance against this." Thomas D. Williams is the author of The Coming Christian Persecution: Why Things Are Getting Worse and How to Prepare for What Is to Come.